Good afternoon. It is my pleasure to be here with you all. As a union minister, I oversee the Ministry of Social Welfare, Relief and Resettlement. In addition to this capacity, I'm currently chairing the Committee for Implementation on Recommendations of late Mr. Kofi Annan's Advisory Commission for Rakhine State. I'm also assigned to act as Vice Chair to the new Union Enterprise for Humanitarian Assistance, Resettlement and Development, UEHRD, in Rakhine State, that was established in October 2017, chaired by State Councillor Daw Aung San Suu Kyi. I would like to take this session as an opportunity to update the delegates regarding our efforts to handle the recent refugee crisis that involves the Muslim communities from Rakhine State, who now take refugee in Bangladesh. As you all know, the security incidents in August 2017 caused by ASA attacks on local police outposts has triggered large numbers of Muslim community members to seek refugee in neighboring Bangladesh. And we now have two things in our hand. One is to address the current crisis, and the other one is to address the root causes of this problem through implementation of the recommendations from Annan Commission, which our government firmly accepts and upholds. I would like to affirm that the position of our government is to repatriate those who previously lived in Myanmar. Within 3 months from the onset of the crisis, Myanmar signed a bilateral physical arrangement with Bangladesh for repatriation of these refugees. And since then, we have worked towards fulfilling the contractual obligations of the said agreement. As in any cross-border refugee crisis, this work depends on the level of bilateral collaboration and coordination between Bangladesh and Myanmar. Any hindrance in the process will have to be addressed through means of cooperation between the two countries and not by any other means. Our government appreciates and values the friendship that we have with Bangladeshi authorities. And I would like to affirm here that Myanmar is committed to address specific issues and bottlenecks in the repatriation based on this positive relationship with Bangladeshi authorities. As we work towards repatriation, we understand the importance of creating conducive environment for such to happen. In that sense, we have also signed a tripartite MOU with UNDP and UNHCR to assist us in creating conducive environment for voluntary repatriation. Under this MOU, joint technical teams have also accomplished phase one field assessment in selective villages in northern Rakhine State. Recently, technical working group members from both sides already have verified the villages for field assessment for phase two. We expect these two UN agencies to be able to advise us and work with us, not just on conditions favoring the repatriation, but also those that will bring durable peace to Rakhine State. Our government is the only government in Myanmar's modern history that took initiative to solve the underlying issues long before this current crisis happened in 2017. Soon after taking the chair in 2016, our new government established an advisory commission led by the late Mr. Kofi Annan to help advise durable solutions to bring peace and development to Rakhine State. This is a testament of our genuine will to solve this issue. But unfortunately, the attacks happened just the day after the commission submitted its final report and hindered all our plans as we were swamped with responding to the crisis in late 2017. Nevertheless, we have formed the Committee for Implementation of Recommendation in September 2017. And since the beginning of 2018, we are able to resume the implementation of the Annan recommendations with full momentum and we are now back on track. To date, we have been implementing 81 out of 88 recommendations. Many are still in the process of implementation and will take time to complete, as these recommendations, such as the ones for social cohesion, takes time to accomplish by its own nature. However, we are committed to implementing these recommendations and will do so in collaboration with like-minded agencies and partners. We are aware of accusations regarding human rights violations in aftermath of this 2017 crisis. I should state here that our government is a government that has vowed to uphold the rule of law since taking of the office. Any perpetrators will be held accountable for their acts based on evidence. We have recently established an independent commission of inquiry led by two prominent international personalities. This commission will look at the evidence related to the accusations being made, and we are committed to take necessary actions based on its findings. And we also urge partners to assist this commission as opportunities emerge. Excellencies and delegates, in conclusion, I give you my highest assurances that we are committed to restoring normalcy and peace in Rakhine State. We are also genuinely committed to a safe, dignified, and voluntary repatriation of refugees who are now in Bangladesh. The scale of the issue is immense, and our government is open to work with like-minded partners, and we welcome your assistance and cooperation as we strive to achieve these. Thank you.
Thank you.